Worst of 85. Here is a review of the 10 worst LPs of 85 as tabulated from your votes. Number 10 comes from three fat guys with furry guitars. Slip inside a sleeping bag and stay away from this one. ZZ Top's Dutch Oven. Speaking of camp, music, here's John Cougar Mellon with Scarecrow. It's for the birds. Even they don't like it. It's number 9. Power Station. Some like it hot, but not you. In the worst of 85, you voted it number 8. Now, more bad news.
1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records.
From the Department of Redundancy, number 7 on your worst list. Mozart rolls over in his groove. CFNY was responsible for breaking Baltimore in Toronto, and we're going to keep breaking them every time they send us a new copy. It's number 6. Oh, we've got another one. We're up to the number 5 worst album of 1985. Motley Crue's Smokin' in the Boys' Room. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. The album's called Theater of Pain, and it's obvious what that means. It's number 5. No class here. Arcadia. This one's all scratched up from being touched with 10-foot poles. Election Day, you voted it number 4. Prince gets the royal flush for this one. Around the World in a Day. A big purple dump at number 3 on the worst list. The worst of 85, number 2 LP, Madonna, Dress You Up. Bob took her up to the penthouse and things got a little hairy. Oh well, hair today, gone tomorrow. If we're lucky. What we've all been waiting for, sort of. CFNY's worst album of the year. The Super Wimp Special, the LP voted most likely to exceed, goes to everyone's darlings, Wham! I don't want your freedom. Girl, all I want right now is you. And there you have it. The worst of 85, as voted by you, the viewer. If you got these records for Christmas, we'll bet you said chump you very much. I'm Bob Noxious with the worst of 85 from CFNY 102, The Spirit.